In Western so-called culture,
в западной культуре, так называемой,
there was a custom when there was a riot about to take place somewhere. The police would come, and just to protect themselves in the sense that they might have to do some hurt to someone or arrest some people or even shoot some people. Before they would start, they would read the Riot Act. So I'm going to read the Riot Act here.
Sad ovdje u stvari
law,
zakon za.
In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 13th chapter, verse 8, Narad Muni, while discussing with Maharaj Yudhisthira the various functions of the different orders in society, especially mentions the rules for sannyasis, those persons who have renounced this material world. One who has accepted the sannyas order of life is forbidden to accept as a disciple anyone who is not fit. A sannyasi should first of all examine whether a prospective student is sincerely seeking Krishna consciousness. If he is not, he should not be accepted. However, Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy is such that he advised all bona fide spiritual masters to speak about Krishna consciousness everywhere. Therefore, in the line of Lord Chaitanya, even the sannyasis can speak about Krishna consciousness everywhere. And if someone is seriously inclined to become a disciple, the sannyasi always accepts him. The one point is that without increasing the number of disciples, there is no propagation of the cult of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, sometimes, even at a risk, a sannyasi in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may accept even a person who is not thoroughly fit to become a disciple. Later on, by the mercy of such a bona fide spiritual master, the disciple is gradually elevated. However, if one increases the number of disciples simply for some prestige or false honor, he will surely fall down in the matter of executing Krishna consciousness. My dear Paramananda, please accept my blessings. I beg to thank you for your kind letter dated 7th June 1970. And as I did not receive your letter since a long time, it is a great pleasure to have it now. You have rightly observed that I am simply trying to execute the order of my spiritual master. Whatever is being done, it is not on account of my intelligence or endeavor, because I am simply an instrument in the hands of my spiritual master. I do not know how far I have got the capacity to carry his order, but I may say that I have a sincere desire to do it. This is parampara system. If a student tries to satisfy his immediate acharya or spiritual master, that is the only qualification for advancing in Krishna consciousness. This is explained in the Kuruvastakam, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasado. The statements of Thakur Bhakti Vinod are as good as scriptures because he is a liberated person. Generally, the spiritual master comes from the group of such eternal associates of the Lord. But anyone who follows the principles of such ever-liberated persons is as good as one in the above-mentioned group. The gurus from nature's study are accepted as such on the principle that an elevated person of Krishna consciousness does not accept anyone as disciple, but he accepts everyone as expansion of his guru. That is a very high position called Mahabhagavata. just like Radharani sometimes thinks a subordinate of hers as her teacher to understand the devotion of Krishna. A person who is liberated acharya and guru cannot commit any mistake. But there are persons who are less qualified or not liberated, but still can act as guru and acharya strictly by following the disciple's succession. Last one. This Krishna consciousness movement directly receives instructions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by a person who are strictly following his instructions. Although a follower may not be a liberated person, if he follows the Supreme Liberated Personality of Godhead, his actions are naturally liberated from the contamination of the material nature. Lord Chaitanya therefore says, by my order you may become a spiritual master. One can immediately become a spiritual master by having full faith in the transcendental words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by following his instructions. Materialistic men are not interested in taking directions from a liberated person, but they are very much interested in their own concocted ideas, which make them repeatedly fail in their attempts. Because the entire world is now following the imperfect directions of conditioned souls, humanity is completely bewildered. So, today, some young people, spiritually at least young, are going to receive initiation into the International Society for Krishna Consciousness with founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Prabhupada, which is going on under the auspices of the Governing Body Commission as was ordered by His Divine Grace, Prabhupada. So, we are simply instruments in the hands of our Acharya, Acharyavan Purusho Veda, one who has got Acharya, Acharyavan, he can understand the truth of spiritual life. So, the primary Siksha Guru of everyone in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is, of course, Prabhupada, and we would not ever even dare to think that we were in any way that we would like to interfere with a soul's relationship with Srila Prabhupada. That is certainly an eternal relationship, and primarily it is very important. But we can act as spiritual guardians and guides, and it is our duty as Srila Prabhupada's sons and daughters to guide the next generation. So in that spirit, we are taking disciples. We have different spiritual masters. We have different personalities, different idiosyncrasies. We are different because we are persons. And we are not a personality cult. All of us, as long as we are true sons of Srila Prabhupada, sons and daughters, we will work together to fulfill the objects of his mission. cooperative. This is our desire. Sometimes it may appear that we have differences of opinion, but the bottom line is that we try to work out our differences for the benefit of the next generation, for our own benefit, and for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. This is a peaceful institution, a peaceful movement. In our line, there have been two very prominent controversialists, or controversialists, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Jiva Goswami. If someone thinks he can equal their qualifications, then he can also become an antagonistic controversialist in the association of God brothers and vice-brothers. But I, for one, So we will work together, today some are becoming my disciples, some are becoming Krishna Kshetra Maharaj's disciples. Still, I want my disciples to worship and respect Krishna Kshetra Maharaj as much as they would think of respecting me, and of course we are all followers of Srila Prabhupada. Now, it's traditional that during this ceremony, someone should speak about the 10 offenses, or the 11 offenses, actually, and I will request Krishna Kshetra Maharaj to say something about those and whatever else he likes to say, as long as he doesn't take too long. You can take.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shumate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vinyanami. Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtaryade Shatani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Salina Sridhar Maharaj has mentioned that there are 11 offenses chanting of the Holy Spirit. I won't take the time to go through all 11 offenses. What I do is direct all of my disciples to look at your next opportunity, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 8, text 24, there you will find the 10 offenses with the Sanskrit from the Padma Purana, which you're welcome to memorize. But to read those, and not just to read them once, but to read them regularly, to remind yourselves what the word is, aparadas that we want to avoid. The 11th offense is the one that is easiest to remember and the most difficult to fulfill or to avoid, I should say. We don't want to fulfill offenses. Non-attentive chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said, Srimad Bhagavatam, Kale Doshani De Raja, Asti hi ego mahanduna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Bhukta Sangha. that in this age of
Kali,
we are finding ourselves in an ocean of faults.
Adosha nidi.
Well, oceans, to be found in an ocean without some means of flotation can be a problem. And indeed, to be in the age, in this age of Kali, to be without a flotation device in the airlines would be very dangerous. But we have a flotation device.
That
is the Maha Mantra.
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now suppose you are in the middle of an ocean and you have an inner tube. And you have grabbed onto this inner tube. You are in the middle of this inner tube. And you are floating very nicely, happily, or maybe not so happily because you don't know where is land. Would any of us in that situation take some sharp object and poke it into that inner tube to let the air out? Who would be so foolish? This would be suicide. So to be inattentive while chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It might not be quite like sticking something into that inner tube, but it might be like unscrewing the valve and letting the air slowly go out. We don't want that to happen either. Therefore, we want to be very attentive. Some of these offenses are like sticking a pin, or not a pin, sticking a knife into that inner tube. I would say that to be consciously inattentive to the order of our spiritual master is to stick the knife into the inner tube. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name is like sticking a knife into that inner tube. To be offensive to devotees who are dedicating their lives to the spreading of the holy name, it is like sticking a knife into that inner tube. We will sink. We do not want this. Therefore, we have to be attentive.
We chant.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If we are attentive while chanting the holy name, then we can float very nicely across this ocean. This dosha nidi, this ocean of faults. And we can come to the other side. What is that other side? Shriya kanta kanta paramapurusha kalpa taravo duma bhumis chintam ganamai toyamam mitam kataganam natyam gamanam apivam shikriya shahi chidanandam jyoti paramapita asvatyam apicha. This is the place where words are poetry, water is nectar, trees are wish-fulfilling trees, every step is a dance. It's a great place to be. So we have heard. We have heard from the undisturbed acharyas, especially we have heard from his to whom we are all indebted So today is a big day for all of our new initiates. As Sridharmaraja said, he requests his disciples to have similar respect for his con brothers. I would ask God's sisters to have a similar respect as one would have for one's spiritual master. I would make that same request in order to those who are taking initiation, myself, in order to be properly situated in the association of devotees. What we are doing in this ceremony, we are coming officially into the association of devotees. We are making vows. And the essential vow that we're taking is to stay in the association. One more comment, and that is what this initiation is not. Can we offer you a seat? I want to just say what this initiation is not. It is not the day that we begin dumping, downloading our life's problems onto our guru.
And
consider that now my trouble is over. Rather, it is a day when we take full responsibility for our lives as Krishna devotees. And we take responsibility to deal with all of the challenges that we have. It's not that the troubles are over when we take initiation. The troubles have only begun. There's still time to back out. It is a time when we resolve to take shelter of the Vaishnavas,
Krishna,
and to begin the lifetime process of developing solid relationship with Krishna, and that means also solid relationship with our spiritual master. That is a process. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes effort from two sides. It takes effort from the side of the disciple. It takes effort from the disciple from the side of the guru. It takes patience. And it takes faith. You have to have faith.
The
process works. So if we chant attentively, all of this can come to us. So it is a day of blessings, and I want to ask senior devotees, including our other Swamis who have appeared, to give their blessings to the new initiates. The question now would be whether to do this immediately or to give them all names. Names first. Okay, we'll give names first. We'll hear vows and we'll give names. There's an exchange. Okay. Hare Krishna.